This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Christine O'Donnell, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate nomination in the state of Delaware. Right now, many people believe that Delaware could be a major Republican pickup, although the favorite in the race right now seems to be the Republican moderate Congressman Michael Castle, who is running for the seat once held by Vice President Joe Biden. And Christine, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Greg.
Why'd you get into this race?
Oh, how can you not? With all that's going on in the country, how can one who is concerned about the future of our country not do something if they had the opportunity? You know, I'm, like many Americans, am concerned that the America that we knew and grew up with is being threatened in the most serious way. And you mentioned Mike Castle. Calling him a moderate truly is a euphemism. He's voted for every one of Obama's major bills this summer. He voted for TARP. He voted for Cash for Clunkers. He's a co-sponsor of ENDA. He even voted to remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. So with our country in the situation that it's in, you know, you have to ask yourself, who do you want representing Delaware? Mike Castle, who voted to remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and then in the meantime, because I was the endorsed candidate in 2008, I had folks asking me to throw my hat in the ring. We had a lot of strength and momentum from 2008. Rasmussen had me polling strong. So, you know, I, you know, looked at the option and realized if there's an opportunity for me to do something, I've got to jump in and do what I can.
And Christine, in terms of the issues that are defining this primary race at this point, you mentioned certainly the votes by Congressman Castle that you think do not represent conservative or even Republican values. What have been the key issues between you two over the last few weeks and months?
This past summer, he voted for yet another failed stimulus bill. You know, that's what really gets to me because, you know, the stimulus money before was spent, you know, $2.6 million on teaching prostitutes in China how to drink responsibly. You know, so he voted for yet another failed stimulus bill. He voted for the financial regulation reform bill. And then the worst, the clincher, especially for conservatives, is that he co-authored the Disclose Act. With the Disclose Act, you know, he says he's all for transparency and financial accountability, but at the same time, all the Disclose Act did, because it exempt, it's the Power Player Protection Act, it exempts from these so-called regulations groups that have over a million members and have been in existence for more than 10 years. So if you're already in Washington, D.C., cutting the backroom deals, you're exempt.
That's the bill related to campaign finance reform that will require a lot more disclosure, but the likes of the NRA, Sierra Club, and organized labor wouldn't be forced to follow those same rules.
Exactly. If you're already a game player, if you're already a power player, so who this is really targeted are the Tea Party activists, you know, the uprising of everyday Americans that are engaging in political activity never before because they're concerned about the direction of our country, and they're the force behind so many upsets, you know, where like Sharon Angle and Rand Paul, where the activists, the challenger insurgent candidates who represent the views of the people, not the views of the special interest, are winning. So Mike Castle disclosed this bill, and he even admitted, his co-author admitted to Politico that they drafted this bill to impact the 2010 elections.
Christine, you mentioned that you were encouraged to run again for the U.S. Senate. Has the Delaware Republican Party allowed this to be a fair fight, or are they taking sides?
Oh, not at all. The Delaware Republican Party hasn't encouraged me. It's been the people in Delaware, the everyday activists who are getting behind my campaign, the people in the churches, the people in the you know, the local community clubs who are recognizing that they're not represented, whether it's in Dover or in Washington, D.C. And no, the Republican Party has not been fair. They've taken a very, not even a neutral position, but they've engaged in a lot of thug politics, a smear campaign, not against just me, but against my members, my supporters. Quite literally putting out flat-out lies. But, you know, it's serving to backfire. It's leaving the voters with a sour taste in their mouth because while Mike Castle can't defend why he's voting with Obama and Pelosi, they're trying to distract from the real issues by putting out this smear campaign. And I think the major significance is because of, Greg, I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, but because this is a special election for Joe Biden's seat, I will be seated immediately after Election Day. And what that means is Harry Reid has already announced that he's having a lame duck session. And cap and trade, the bill that will pretty much ration our energy use, make our utilities bills skyrocket, and put a lot of businesses out of business, force them to close their doors, this cap and trade bill is going to come up in the lame duck session in January. So as I said, because this is a special election for Joe Biden's seat, the winner is sworn in immediately. So Mike Castle has already supported cap and trade. So when that vote comes up in the lame duck session, you know, people have to ask, who do they want serving? Again, Mike Castle or me, who's someone who will take the oath to defend the Constitution seriously.
Christine, a couple questions about polling before we let you go. First of all, I saw on your website that you might be having a very strong argument against one of the arguments for Congressman Castle, and that's that he could win in November. But you've recently released polling data that shows you would also do pretty well in November.
Absolutely. You know, that's whenever there's a challenger, insurgent, true constitutional candidate, they try to say, oh, well, they can't win in the general election. Polling has me ahead in the general election. So there, right there debunks that myth. And then not only that, but with someone like Mike Castle, where the R doesn't mean anything, he votes with the liberals more than, you know, nearly 60 to 70% of the time, not just the Democrats, the liberals, the majority of the time. And on every major bill this summer, he's voted again with Obama. So, you know, the R's got to mean something. And that means that in this primary race, where it's a closed primary and the Republicans get to decide, you know, we have a real shot at victory here. Because after, again, just after we win the primary, I fully intend to use every resource that is made available to me. As the challenger, the NRSC and the state party are not behind me. Neither one are even taking a neutral position. They're both advocating for Castle, yet we're still pulling strong. So, you know, that'll be a game changer. When I win the primary, it'll be a game changer, and we'll have much more resources that we need. We'll have the money that we need. And, you know, we're already polling ahead. We're already showing strength without those professional resources. And I'm excited by that.
What's the latest numbers that you have against Congressman Castle in the primary?
Well, I've heard of some internal polling, and it shows within single digits. That's not released because it wasn't, you know, a Rasmussen type, but it's very good. It's very strong. And we're going to be doing some of our own polling soon, and I'm hoping that maybe Rasmussen would do his own, you know, a head-to-head with Castle and O'Donnell, see how that works out. But I'm confident because in Delaware, you know, this blows away the minds of so many people who don't live here. We need 19,000 votes to win. That's it, 19,000 votes. Most county council races are lost with 19,000 votes. So we're talking about 19,000 votes, and we get to, you know, have a true constitutional conservative sitting in the seat once held by Joe Biden. So we've identified over 50,000 of those voters. Our trick, you know, we've identified over 50,000 O'Donnell voters. Our trick now is to make sure that they know about this race, and that's why, you know, we're reaching out to people like your listeners all across the country asking for their support so that we can mail and call those 50,000 people and make sure that they show up on September 14th.
And real quickly, I know you've been endorsed by the Tea Party Express. How big of a difference do you think that might make?
Well, I think that that will make a huge difference. We've been endorsed by a lot of the groups, Susan B. Anthony and Concerned Women for America and the Family Research Council, Family Research PAC. The reason that that's significant is because it helps us to get our message out there. As these folks are talking to their members, letting them know about the race, they're helping to raise awareness about this race.
Christine, we will certainly keep close track of this race. It comes up in the second week of September. We'll be very, very careful to watch it. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Christine O'Donnell, Republican Senate candidate in the state of Delaware. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.